All right, coming back at you live. What's going on, everybody? What's happening? All right. Omicron. New COVID variant is Omicron. Here's the symptoms. You get a scratchy throat. You want a scratchy throat?
No!
You can get lethargic. I don't want to be lethargic. Chicago, taking measures against Omicron. They're going to require proof of vaccination to get into bars, restaurants, and gyms.
Why the fuck would you do something?
They are going
like
to stop
this?
COVID in its tracks. This will end the pandemic, Chicago. Well done.
Winning.
Awesome. That will stop the virus from ever replicating again. You're doing the right thing. Require proof of vaccination in order for people to spend money. It's a good idea for your city. Lori Lightfoot, she's the greatest mayor of all time.
I don't like white
people. She wants proof of vaccination in Chicago. Good idea. That will help the economy and, more importantly, it'll cure COVID for the world. And who cares about the economy anyway? I think we're all going to be thanking Chicago for ending COVID very soon. And once again, you've outdone yourself, Lori Lightfoot. Thank you, Chicago and New York. Hey, question. I have a question. How retarded is this pandemic going to get exactly? I'm fine with how retarded it gets. Just wondering how retarded it's going to get. Here's Lori Lightfoot.
So if you're going in that coffee shop to pick up and go, you don't need to show proof. But if you're going to linger, if you're going to eat that muffin, you got to show proof of vaccination.
There you have it, folks. It all depends where you're going to eat that muffin. That's what's determining if you're going to get COVID. Where are you going to eat that muffin? Don't take a bite of the muffin on the way out either. Lori Lightfoot is the best mayor of all time, and no one will ever come close. She is the best. Has anybody ever thought maybe COVID just does what it does? All your masks haven't worked great. The states with the most masks had the most COVID. That's 100% true. The states with the most masks had 100% more COVID, maybe. I don't know. I think it's true. I don't know. I'll look it up. You know, I don't care. I'm not going to look it up. I don't care. You look it up. I love how now every argument can be won. You can win any argument just by saying, yeah, that's look it up. Go ahead. Google it. You'll see. The states with the most masks have the most COVID. Is that true? Yeah, look it up. You just won the argument by saying, look it up. Go ahead. You could literally make up anything. Hey, did you know that penguins spend 50% of their life masturbating? It's true.
I did not know that.
It's true. Look it up. You know they're not going to look it up. So you can pretty much say whatever you want. And just say, hey, Google it. You don't believe me? Google it. It's a fact. Penguins spend 50% of their life masturbating. It's true. Look it up. Then if they do look it up and it turns out it's not true, and that's when you go, hey, yeah, you can't look it up on that website. You trust that website? Or that news organization? You can't look it up on that website. That's all lies. You know, you can say anything as crazy as you want. At the end of it, you just have to say, hey, go look it up.
Surprise, motherfucker.
And then after that, a good move is to say, you know, it's common knowledge. Yeah, that's another one you can win any argument with. It's common knowledge. Look it up. It really gets them on their heel.
Gotcha, bitch.
And there, or you could say something like, didn't you know that? Yeah, that's common knowledge. Look it up. Just a couple things. You say there's a few little things, and you can win any argument that you're having. You know? No, you got to look it up on this website. Look, penguins spend 50% of their life masturbating. I told you. You just had to look it up. Look at the data. Whose data? Whose facts? Fact check. I like how everybody uses, go fact check. Fact check according to what website? According to what organization? What news organization? That's being paid by what people? Stop looking things up, everyone. Stop. You can't look anything up. Nothing's true. Everything's a lie. Just watch Survivor. Watch The Big Bang Theory. You can't believe anything you hear or see anymore. It's over. A lot of people are lying about having COVID too. I've noticed that. Have you noticed a lot of people are lying about having COVID? I'm one of them. I've lied several times about having COVID, and I will continue to do so.
Pharmacy, can I help you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm having a problem. Kind of a problem. You have the Walmart has the COVID test. You use them at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they work off of saliva. Is that correct? I'm just having a. Okay. I'm not. It's for my wife. She's claiming she's been sick for a few days. I personally think that she's not sick because she's been doing a lot of online shopping. I'm getting a lot of emails and I hear a lot of, she's talking on the phone. She's laughing, all this stuff. I want to test her. Now, how would I use that without her knowing?
The ones that we have here. Hey, Tyler, the COVID tests that we have here, are those a cheek swab or a nasal swab? Nasal, okay. So it around this. Yeah, so the ones that we actually have, they work off, they go through your nose. So you have to swab the nasal area passages. So.
Well, is there, what if I had a water glass? She's been using the same water glass and just kind of swab the.
No,
saliva.
It's not actually the saliva. No, it's through your nose.
Yeah, I'm just not really believing her. So, I mean, at this point, sure. It's been a week, and she loves to sleep. She loves to lock herself in a room, and I there's no way to test her without getting up.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's just been a nightmare, this whole thing, because...
Yeah.
I do you have any ideas?
Oh gosh.
She's just been doing a lot of online shopping. You know, I get the emails, then all of she's shopping, she's laughing in there, and I'm bringing all of her meals.
Have you asked her if she'd be willing to take one just to rule out COVID?
Well, she just keeps saying that she has COVID and shutting the door. It's been a real problem with this. I don't know what's going on. I don't think she wants to go to work. It's just. And if she has COVID, I don't want her to go to work. I don't want to expose anyone. But on the same token, I'm it's been 3 weeks here.
Yeah, I would just ask her if she'd be willing to take one.
Yeah, I've asked her, and she just shuts the door. I've been waiting on her hand and foot. I bring her all her food. I've been doing everything around the house for the kids, everything.
Yeah.
And, enough is enough. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way that I can test her. Kind of secretly, but...
unfortunately not with this one, no.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll give her a couple more weeks, but this is getting crazy. She's not sick.
Yeah.
Unless she, then she says, I'm asymptomatic. I don't even know what that means.
If she was asymptomatic, she wouldn't really be able to say that she has COVID because she wouldn't know.
Well, she says she can't smell very well. I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's a asymptomatic just means you don't have any symptoms. Like, you don't...
It's just been a nightmare. What do I do? I guess I'll call the doctor, see maybe I can get her into a doctor about this whole thing. God, it's...
Yeah.
All right. Well...
that's probably the best way to go.
There, I'm looking at it now. She's online shopping right now. Okay.
Gosh.
Well, thanks anyway.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's not your fault. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, she was helpful. I liked her. What else is going on? I have a lot of weddings coming up this year. You should see my refrigerator. It's filled with wedding reception photos of people out in the woods in an embrace. You know, that's what they do. They go out about in the summertime. They go out about 7 o'clock, get that golden hour. They're getting in an embrace out in the woods, and then that's their engagement picture. It's fine. I like it. But I have a lot of weddings coming up this year, and, I'm not a wedding planner, per se. I mean, I have a lot of great ideas. That's true. And if some of you would like help, planning your wedding, I'm not a professional, but, a few simple things. For one thing, don't have a dry wedding reception. There is nothing worse than a dry wedding reception. One without alcohol.
Are you kidding me?
That's the only reason we're going to the wedding reception, to drink alcohol. I mean, why don't you just hand out reading material to your guests? Why are you doing this to your loved ones? You're not having alcohol, why? Someone got a problem, they're gonna get drunk and start throwing fists? What happened, are you too tight to buy the alcohol? I mean, I don't get it. You don't drink. Maybe other people drink. You know, you can't afford it. Don't have a wedding. Just go get married. You can't afford a wedding reception. It's fine. Don't torture your guests. You don't want to drink, don't drink. Let your guests enjoy themselves, you tight ass. I've been to these dry weddings, and everyone's out in the parking lot in their cars. You know, like homeless people. They all got flasks. It's just like a homeless person event. Everyone's out in their car in the middle of winter trying to get a buzz without anybody seeing. It's just a terrible thing. Also, you know, you're planning your wedding. Don't do the dollar dance.
Hi, everybody.
You know, the dollar dance where everyone gives the bride a dollar to dance. Well, then please don't do the dollar dance. Very pathetic way to extort money from your guests. Sends a weird message. Here's a dollar. Now can I dance with you? I paid you. You know? Now let me do my bidding. Here's my dollar. Now how about that dance? It's creepy. It's weird. Nobody wins in these dollar dances. I could see if the bride was a former stripper or something cool like that. Maybe it would be appropriate. But the whole money exchange thing at the wedding reception, it's off-putting to many of the guests. It's gross. And, you know, that's just my opinion. If you want to do a dollar dance, go ahead. Just don't expect me to... You're not going to get my dollar. I'll tell you that much right now. All the guys lining up, holding their dollars. Line full of perverts. You know, another thing. The chicken dance. You know the chicken dance? There's no need for that. Chicken dance is for very low IQ people. And some people love it, just like special needs kids love chicken nuggets. You know what I mean? It's just show a little class. You know, are you going to do the hokey pokey too? Come on. But it's a wedding. Show a little class. Unless you really enjoy watching people doing things they don't want to do, then by all means. If that's your game, you want to watch people do stuff they don't want to do, go ahead. What else? A wedding. Let's see. I'm not a wedding planner, but these are good ideas. Speaking of things people don't want to do, the tossing of the bouquet and the garter. Go ahead and do that, but realize that you're doing that solely for you and your pictures. That's who you're doing that for. Nobody wants to participate in this event. You're making them. So you can get some good pictures for your wedding album. It's fine. Do it, but just realize that you're the only one enjoying this. Make it short. And to get all the people on the floor just to try to catch some stupid thing, you know, they must feel like such losers. And the DJs are relentless. Come on, get out there. DJs, come on. All the single guys, come on. Everyone's pushing everybody out there. There's always a lot of coaxing to get the single people out there. And they don't want this attention. Come on, Nancy, get out there. You know you've never been able to please a man. Get out there. You've never been married. You're single.
You piece of shit loser.
Let's get all the undesirable people in a group on the dance floor right now.
This is the worst fucking day of my fucking life.
Get everybody out there. Come on, you're single. Come on, Becky, get out there. You're single now. Your husband left you because of your addiction to opioids. Get out there. And the guys don't want the attention. Come on, Tommy. You're single. You could never get a woman. Get out there. Let's put you on display out here with all the little kids. Come on. You've never even had sex with a woman. Now get out there. So we can have a good look at all the losers. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. Get out there. We want to watch you all fight to catch something that superstitiously might give you some luck in the future. In the love department. Get out there. Come on. You're single. What other wedding advice do I have? It's your day. Do what makes you happy. Don't listen to me. I mean, you could listen to me. I'm right. But you certainly don't have to listen to me. It's your day. Do what you want. I'm sure you will anyway. And that was brought to you by Tim Stokel's Anal Polyp Removal. You got an anal polyp? But you don't have insurance? Tim Stokel's a good friend of mine. He's been through a rough patch, and he's now removing anal polyps out of your colon for cheap. It's for people without insurance. Look, folks, times are tough, and they're not going to get any better for in the foreseeable future. Not everyone has health insurance, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. Am I right? Maybe I'm right. I don't know. Look it up. Anyway, you need to get your polyps removed from your colon. That's important. And Tim Stokel can help. Those things can turn into cancer. Is that what you want? No, you don't. And he can usually get them out. If they're not too far up there, he's got the tools. If you don't have good insurance, you can't pay for a colonoscopy. And as it turns out, it's pretty easy to perform at home with someone who knows what they're doing, like Tim. You know, he'll lightly sedate you with some pills and remove your anal polyps in under an hour, or it's free. And he upholds to that. He's fast, very fast, very cheap. To be honest, I don't think he charges anything. So it's a good deal. Tim Stokel's anal polyp removal. Check him out. He's online. I think he has Instagram, too. You could check him out on Instagram. You know, folks, I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. I made that up. That's from me. I think teachers, very important. Teachers are heroes. Not the police, not the military, not the firemen. Teachers are the true heroes. We should all bow down to the feet of every school teacher you know, because, sure, they get paid to be off all summer, and they get every federal holiday off and never work weekends or have to do overtime, but they're heroes, true American heroes. I'm not sure what's going on at my daughter's school. Every day she comes home, she's telling me all they're doing is watching movies lately. They've been watching a lot of movies. It's like social hour. I picked her up the other day from school early, and I looked in the gym class. They had the lights off. They had a disco ball going, and they were playing Who Let the Dogs Out? This is for real. This is her school. It goes to a laid-back school. A lot of teachers have nose rings. It's fine. It's good. I don't care. Whatever. But, you know, every other day that we're getting these notifications from school through email that it's a dress-up day. They're doing too many dress-up days. And they keep it to the last minute a lot of times with these dress-up theme days. Too many theme days all of a sudden. Hey, tomorrow's going to be silly hat day. Make sure you dress up your child in a silly hat. Well, we don't have a silly hat laying around the house, dummy. So now, it's the dead of winter, and somebody's got to go out and get a silly hat. My daughter likes to fit in, and it causes a lot of fights. It's causing fights between parents because, you know, we don't have the hat. We find out about the theme day around 7 o'clock at night on a Sunday night, and someone's got to go to the store to get a stupid hat for the theme day, and they never end. The theme days never end.
Hi, everybody. It's me.
And you got my wife's always taking her side. Well, all of her friends are going to have silly hats, so I think we better go out in the dead of night and catch COVID and get some stupid hat that she'll wear for 45 minutes. Thanks, Eisenhower Elementary. Thank you.
Yes, Queen.
You know, we have lives. The people over there at Eisenhower need to grow up already. That's just the truth. I'm sorry to say this, but it's the truth. Then they have a Christmas, they had a Christmas theme day. Tuesday's Christmas theme. Make sure you go out and go to the stores and buy a holiday shirt that you probably don't have, one that fits her properly. Wednesday's going to be pajama day. You know, wear your pajamas to school. Of course, you're not going to wear the raggedy shit that you wear to bed, so you got to hit the shops again. Get in the COVID-infested stores to find the right outfit for pajama day. It never ends. It used to be 1 week out of the year they had Spirit Week. That was a pain in the ass. Now they're doing, periodically they're doing, for no reason, they're doing theme days. All the time. Hey, tomorrow's Cowboy Day. Cowboy or Cowgirl Day. Parents, make sure you send your kid to school with a lasso and a cowboy gear. You better make a run to Party City for tomorrow so your kid doesn't feel left out. This school, all you're doing is causing fights. And they always wait till the last minute too. 5 minutes before she's going to leave for school, we go, oh, shit, tomorrow's flag day. Her shirt has to reflect some kind of American flag. Of course, they have Halloween. Halloween they make a whole week out of, I think. I don't know. They have Easter shit. Hey, it's Easter day. Make sure you dress your child in some kind of pastels. Oh, you don't have pastels? Get your ass to the store. Get your ass to the store. You have time, right? Tomorrow's going to be Indigenous People Day. Dress up like Indians tomorrow. Mom, I need a headband with a huge feather in it and a fake hatchet for Indigenous People Day. Stop with the dress-up days. Or dial it back a little. I swear to God, their goal is to have every set of parents divorced by the end of the school year. I swear to God, that's the goal. And they're getting there. They're getting there. All right, I went too far. I went too long. I went too far and I went too long.